I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, January 31st, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, no injuries and only functional damages resulted from a two-cruise collision Friday in Carroll. Speaking of cruises, that is Chevrolet cruises that were involved in that crash. You want the full details, check out 1380kcim.com. At number 9 in Arcadia, man faces a controlled substance charge in Carroll County District Court. That individual, 34-year-old Matthew Allen McNelly, he was issued a summons to appear next month on that Class D felony count. At number 8, a Jefferson man with a history of run-ins with law enforcement was arrested Monday on drug charges. That is 33-year-old Stephen DeZuras. He had those run-ins at the beginning of 2020, fleeing from law enforcement on multiple occasions. At number 7, no injuries from an early morning fire in Carroll on Sunday. That was in the 500 block of West 20th Street. That home, owned by John and Susan Hall, did have some damage to the three-season room where the fire started and moderate smoke damage in the rest of the home. Again, no injuries were reported there. At number 6, Carroll Police Chief Brad Burke provided some of the details and the reasoning behind a proposal to bring back Carroll's drug paraphernalia ordinance. Part of that related to how the local lab tests for THC, the psychoactive component in marijuana. Currently, that lab can only confirm the presence of THC, but does not provide levels. With the hemp law being passed in Iowa, it requires a certain percentage to be considered a crime, so they're trying to fight the prevalence of marijuana with the drug paraphernalia charge there. At number 5, a Carroll woman originally charged with OWI and child endangerment was sentenced Wednesday. 30-year-old Nicole Renee Sanchez, the defendant there. The child endangerment charge was dropped, and she will have to serve the regular OWI sentence that is related to a three-vehicle accident she caused last year. At number 4, Stewart Memorial Community Hospital has announced the opening of their wound care clinic. Mark Morganson, a PA, and Kendra Tiefenthaler, an RN, will be heading up that clinic in Lake City. At number 3, a Carroll man charged with lascivious acts with a child was granted a deferred judgment this week. That's 19-year-old Calvin Keith Keenest. He was sentenced again earlier this week. He was accused of involving in sexual contact with a 13-year-old victim at the time. He was placed on probation for up to 5 years, but will be required to register on the Iowa sex offender list. Number 2, an Alto woman, 42-year-old Crystal Lynn Miller, was arrested in Carroll twice over the weekend on separate charges. She did have a run-in with Carroll law enforcement last year after allegedly assaulting one of them during an arrest. And then our top story from the past week, forecasters said the latest storm could have been Iowa's worst in nearly a decade. Of course, I'm talking about the last Monday night when we received 5 inches of snow here in Carroll. Snowfall further east in the state was much higher. As you look outside, you can see some of that snow still hanging around here in the listening area. So that does wrap up your Week in Review here on KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.